Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long ride, but I made it here with love. I made it here with love. Said I've been up and down and I've been through it all. Took a while to know my heart. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Before a love like this, you go through the fire and valley lows. But if you just hold on, please hold on. The love is strong, it'll save you. Oh, yeah. Please hold on, it'll save you. Save you. I'm changing for it. Oh, oh, and it hurts, but I'll make it work. Cause I'm no beginner, I'm a winner. Pay dues, I know my purpose. Cause they put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself too much to ever fold. Dark clouds are moving past you. Oh, you gotta love yourself. If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself before you feed somebody else. You gotta stay open and don't be foolish, cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta love yourself.
I decided not to use my color as a handicap. He a designer, artist, producer, and he rap. Never found virtue from patience, and the dark room just pacing. Precious time is just wasting. You do not what we facing. I cannot be complacent, and my job be courageous. Nothing chances got shot, they can't find it a savior. Made it out of the basement, made it out of the underground. From a time where you out of town, they might gun you down, blow. There goes another round, blow. There goes another round. Came from the shot, and wow, look what the fuck they found. A young legend coming to shut the summer down. You need to talk to me like you don't win your mother round.
Oh, you gotta love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself. Before you feed somebody else, you gotta stay open and don't be foolish. Cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself.
You gotta love yourself.
Before you love somebody else.
Thank you, Angela Latham, and welcome to Pamela Palace Enlightenment. Tonight I am so excited. This sister, I've been knowing this sister for quite a while, and every time I see her post, she's always so beautiful, and not only in physical sense, but in such a spiritual sense. She's strong, she's beautiful, she's always positive, she keeps it real. Just a beautiful sister. So with that, let me open up in the name of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, who we are so grateful for. And we further thank the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the exalted Christ. And we also thank the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for all his work, his courage, his love, his inspiration that he has given to us and the world. And with that, let me bring in our beautiful sister. I will read a bit of her bio, and then we will welcome her in. Please call in, share your question. Let's give our sister some love. And with that, assalamu alaikum, beautiful sister. How are you?
I'm good. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Sister Priscilla?
I'm doing absolutely great, Sister. You know, like I said, you are so beautiful. And as I was asking you this morning, who is your, do you sew for yourself? You know, we got to get into fashion. We're going to have a variety of talk tonight. We're going to get into it all. But you honestly, though, you are beautiful. You are definitely one of my big, big inspirations. So thank you again for gracing us with your presence.
I'll pray to do so a lot. And I thank you. I feel honored to be here. And then everything I do is for a lot. So I do thank you, sis.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of questions, but we definitely have some already from the chat, the chatters who listen in, and they write in. We also have callers. So anytime, our dear callers, when you want to ask our sister a question, make a comment, please push that one, and I will be gladly to bring you in. Thank you so much. With that, our first question is, I know you are a disaster preparedness advocate and community volunteer responder for the Memphis, Tennessee. Also, I know you're a mom. As I say to me, you are definitely a model of beautiful fashion and just of grace and just beautiful. So with that, my first question is, as you know, so much going on, of course, in this world, and as the minister has often prepared us or tried to prepare us to be prepared for, you know, the disaster, the hurricanes, the floods, et cetera. So being a disaster preparedness advocate, what would you say people who aren't aware of, you know, when disasters come, what should they do before a disaster comes?
Yes, ma'am. What I would say first is acquiring the knowledge that we need necessary to survive. A lot of us are not prepared because we don't know what to do. And a lot of us are not prepared because we don't believe that nothing is going to affect us in this day and time. Because you may see a storm on the other side of the state, you feel like, well, that hasn't affected me. I shouldn't prepare for it. So the biggest thing now is watching the videos that I post, because I'm starting from the bottom and making my way all the way up on things that we need to make sure that we are ready in any case. And then just watching videos, taking the free classes that they have, like the CERT training and American Red Cross training, CPR training, just different things that you should have just to make sure that you are prepared during that time. We don't want to be caught when something happens and we don't even know what to do. The test is not... you know, right now when we talk about the test is after something really happened. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Beautiful. So you hit it right on, as you said, the nail on the head when you said to prepare right now. Don't wait till something comes at our doorstep and we all panicky, don't know what to do because we haven't prepared at all. And as our dear sister stated, you know, take advantage of the classes of first aid or whatever they may offer in your city, so you can be prepared to save yourself, first of all, and your family. And that is a great, great thing. Beautiful, sister.
Yes, ma'am. I pray to do for a lot.
Yes, ma'am. My next question is to you. Yes, ma'am. Where's Ashley from chat member? Yes, ma'am. The question is... being a young woman, the sister writes, what can you tell young women of having, you know, in this world, this crazy world that we do live in? She said she's striving to be not of this world. So what kind of advice could you give her to help her to, you know, to be herself, to be the God-given sister or woman of God that she's trying to be? She says she's been, you know, she's young, that she's had, you know, peer pressure. What can she do to overcome peer pressure?
Yes, ma'am. First, I would say what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us in Minister Louis Farrakhan is and be yourself. To me, that means don't be afraid. Don't pull back on what you believe. Don't try to follow people. Like I told him, when I grew up, I grew up as a Muslim, and I went to public school at one point in time when I was young, and that was one of the most challenging experiences for me because everybody was in opposition to white, even when I was young. They didn't see Muslims. They didn't know, you know, we don't eat pork. We don't celebrate holidays. So going into that and trying to maintain my Islam, wearing a headpiece and, you know, you know, praying and doing different things around people who've never seen a Muslim before, that was challenging. But I maintained that as a child. But the world's pull is so strong. But if you believe in God and seek refuge in Allah at all times, keep your prayers, stay focused on Him, get rid of the television, get rid of the radio. Like, I don't stay up. In order for me to stay up on what's going on, it's on literally on Facebook and Instagram because I have no idea. We watch no TV. So I don't know the newest songs. I don't dance the newest stuff. I don't know. I'm still old-fashioned, you know. So the biggest thing is to stay engulfed in Allah and stay focused and be yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Like, I love my garments, so I rock them. You know, I stay covered. And it's not just because I'm a Muslim, but because I love it. I love the teachings, and I love this whole armor of God that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan have placed for us as Black MGT sisters. And I wouldn't change it. And I think it protects me all day. I don't get yelled at. I don't get, you know, whistled at. Everybody's very respectful, even, you know, Caucasians. You know, they're opening doors for me. And, you know, they may look at you strange, but they know who we are.
Very prepared. Oh, my God. Yes, they do. Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right. And I can relate to that, of course, coming up, you know, older. You know, my parent was in it, and, you know, therefore, of course, I was. But I didn't really accept it until I got older because I wanted, you know, it to be, you know, to see was Islam or the Nation of Islam for me. And as you say, you know, with, you know, covering up the hair, of course, because in this society, you know, us as Black women, you know, when we get our hair done before the Nation, we love showing our hair. You know, it's brilliant. So, you know, that was the biggest thing as far as Muslim women of covering up the hair. And that just, I had to grow into that. I really did. And thank Allah now, yes, ma'am, that I'm, you know, I cover up and I don't have a problem within it. As you said, I get definitely more respect when I rode in a store. You know, I give them a smile, you know, and they smile back or they open the door. And sometimes it's even more so Caucasian because they are more aware of what's going on than, you know, our people are. You know, some of our people look at us a bit like, whoa, what she has on, what does she have on her head? But after, yes, ma'am, after, so after that, you know, we kind of get familiar with, you know, the manner that, by the grace of Allah, that God has taught us, you know, treat all and be respectful, et cetera. Then they get a little more at ease. But for the most part, you know, our praises due to Allah, that it is definitely a blessing to have this knowledge and to try to live the life or not. I'm even seeing that more every day that I live, that it is the best life. Where we just have to, of course, we all aren't perfect. I sure don't claim to be, but I do strive and am going to strive a bit harder to please Allah and not the world. And thank you so much for that. Beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Let me make sure we don't have any calls. I mean, any questions at this time. If you have a question for our dear sister or comment, please push one because I'm going to tell y'all, when I get to talking about Allah and the spirit and, you know, the things and with our sister, I can go on a bit long. So please push one when you're ready to comment. Thank you so much. And with that, we have another question. Just this past Savior's Day, and I was wanted to see everyone, and Allah knows I definitely wanted to meet you, but I didn't get a chance, inshallah, hopefully in the future. What would you say were the highlights of Savior's Day for you, and what did you get from the minister, such beautiful lecture that he did give us this past Savior's Day.
Yes, ma'am. I can say for me that this is have been the best Savior's Day that I have ever experienced. A lot of times, you know, I either am tied down, I guess, with my children or, you know, holding hosts, which I did do this time. But I can say that just the message that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had, when I say I can't really even hold in my excitement about it because I know before I left, I did a prayer. And I'm not going to tell what my prayer was, but I'm going through some things in my life, and I prayed a sincere prayer to Allah before I got on the road. And I'm like, you know, Allah, you know, you said you answer prayers. You said, you know, I'll be able to know, you know, it's you. And I bear witness to Allah that he answered my prayer in such clear words that it scared me, really. It really did. And when I was there, I literally was crying and boo-hooing. And, you know, I had to, like, literally go to the bathroom because my face was just messed up because Allah spoke to me in no way that he could speak. I mean, he spoke to me. And, he was like, he even said, I don't know why Allah, you know, has me on this subject, but I'm a speaker. And he was speaking to me. So that was the highlight of my whole Savior's Day. And just seeing all my family believers and all my friends and different things on social media that I talk to on a daily basis who I may have met once or twice or have never met, it's just been the best Savior's Day to me that I can ask for. And just seeing the minister and seeing how beautiful he looks and how much weight he's lost and everything, it just gave me even more motivation to continue to just work just as hard as him to try to get our people where they need to be.
Wow. Oh, praise be to Allah. Beautiful, sister. Beautiful. You're absolutely right. I don't think there was a dry eyes in the stadium because after the Sister Stephanie song, the melody got up there, as you said, and gave what Allah gave him to give all of us, because I would say each one of us was touched by something or some things that the minister said. Yes, ma'am. I was crying. I'm like, I did meet my dear beautiful sister, Denise Renee Muhammad. She's a beautiful sister. She really is. And I was so pleased to meet her. And I was, you know, crying. And this was just like, are you okay? Yes, ma'am. I was just filled with such emotions from. But you're right. So this Thursday, and I must say, praise be to God, was the most, to me, fulfilled love, the real genuine love that I've ever, not to say that I haven't felt it before, but I definitely felt it more this year at Savior's Day. So I'm just grateful and absolutely what the minister said about sisters and, you know, being the woman of God or striving to be and, you know, how to strive to act and behave, and you know, also gave brothers, you know, about not abusing sisters as from the Korea. So it was just a beautiful. I can't say it enough. Divine talk that he did give to the world. Right. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to him. My next question is. Yes, ma'am. We have another question from the chat line. The sister wants to know, being a young woman, you know, of course, a relationship does come into the play. She want to know, how can she not, can she still be womanly and not to be, again, destroyed by this world because she would like to one day get married? She says, you know, so many of her peers, of course, are sexually involved, but she is trying to wait before she does that, and she wants to get married. So she wants to know, can you give her some type of advice to keep her, to strengthen her, so that she can, you know, strive to be what she's striving to be, that is to please Allah?
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. The biggest thing is the self-improvement study guides, basis for community development. That is my right hand, along with the Holy Quran. She should embrace that because that is really all we need. The struggle for balance for me is one of the biggest things, trying to balance my life out and doing so many different things. For the community, I just, you know, have to find the balance. But those study guides is pretty much what helps me to be able to find the balance, make Allah sufficient and make him first in my life before then. And then learning all about relationships and marriages and courtship before you get into one. See, the biggest mistake with a lot of relationships is, you know, it's not right in the beginning because we don't have the knowledge. I'm not going to put all my business out there, but I'm going through a divorce. But that's because, I was with my children's father, and I tried to make that situation work before I was in the nation. And I knew it wasn't right. Allah told me a long time ago that it wasn't right. But, again, we're rebellious, and we do things that we want to do. And if I can go back in time, you know, he's a beautiful brother. But if I can go back in time, you know, I would do things differently, and I would be patient. And so those are the advice that I would give, is patience. And also make sure you study and make sure you acquire the knowledge needed necessary to be able to make it through the marriage, because it is hard. And whatever a person is and whoever they show you that they are at that time, that's who they are. And you can't change them, and they may change, but it may take a very long time for them to change. So you have to be prepared for that, you know, and be acceptable of the person of who they are at that moment. And a lot of times we say, okay, we don't accept this person, but they'll probably change. They may change, but they may not go in accordance to what you desire of that person. So my biggest mistake for myself is just not knowing myself at the time. And I wasn't, you know, that's when I was kind of out of the nation a little bit in the world. And I just didn't know myself. I had low self-esteem. I was, you know, I was just going through a struggle. And, you know, as I got back in Islam, it made me stronger than I've ever been. So now at this point, it's certain things I just won't accept, period. And that is how I am. So even through what I've been through, Allah made me go through this for a reason, so that I can become the person that I am today. But it took a process. So I would just tell her to stay patient and work on self and continue to work on self until she feels strongly that it's right, and then do everything by the book. Don't take no shortcuts. Don't hop around. Make sure you do everything in accordance to the laws that were set forth to us by Allah and in person. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to God. Thank you so much, sister. And Summer, yes, beautiful advice. And I'm taking notes myself of what you're saying. Yes, ma'am, beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Also, we do have some of our listeners who are familiar or are in the nation, some that aren't, and that's the beauty of it. As I said, these teachings are for everyone who's willing to listen, because that's why the Master Farah Bahami came. Also, if you would like to get the self-improvement, we're going to give you that self-improvement study course that we studied from. I'm going to give you that advice, that information before the show is over. So you can dive right into those books, because they also helped me too. Also, I'm going to bring in a call in. Please be patient with me. We have a couple. All right, we have several. So let me digress. But basically, the sister summed it up beautifully. You have to, and I'm learning that myself, put Allah first. Oh, God. I can't say that enough. Put him first and keep him first, you know, and when inshallah, you find that mate, and then it will be even more better because you got a lot right at the head of it. And with that, I digress. The area code is 973. You are not live. Thank you for calling in. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Pamela Palace Enlightenment. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam, sisters. How y'all doing?
Well, thank you for long, brother. Thank you so much. We have the pleasure of speaking with.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Nicholas Muhammad. Actually, my name is Farajah Khan as well. But I want to thank you first, Mr. Pamela, for always inspiring me. Since I got to know you on Facebook, you've always been an inspiration to me. I mean, you always pushing Allah. You always talking about Him. you saying that he's your inspiration. And there have been times in my life where I have been, you know, down and I've been weak. And when I see you post, it's always, you know, it's taking yes, game kind of thing. I appreciate
thank
it. I really do.
Yeah. Thank you so
very
much
well.
For those words. Thank you so much. Yes. Praise the future of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
and Sister Queen, it's a pleasure to meet you as well. And I thank you for sharing your words with us on the line. I appreciate you very much and thank Allah for you. Just to be involved in disaster preparedness, to me, is something that I'm not, I was telling Sister Pamela, like, I'm not up to breath for that. I know that it's definitely necessary. You know, we're told be careful what you see off the distance because it's coming close. So everything that we're seeing, it will be in our neighborhoods too. And I appreciate you for being that person. My question to you is, what started your interest in being disaster prepared? And me as a single man, I want to know, where can I go? Is there a place I can go to find out how to learn the can? Some of the bean soup and the soups that I make so I can be prepared for that day as well.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum. Well, how did I start? I started from my mom. She was my inspiration. We grew up in the nation, so she's always made sure she had everything she needed as far as disaster preparedness. She had four children, and I think it was the year 2000 or 1999 when you know, everybody thought that basically the world was going to end in 2000. Y2K and all this stuff was going to happen. And my mom basically had everything that you could think of in our basement. Like, if something was going to happen, we were going to make it. And ever since then, it became, like, second nature. I've always thought of survival and preparation. And ever since then, growing up, I've always been the type to just be on the extreme, I guess, to my family and friends. Like, make sure you have this and make sure you have that. I buy everything in bulk. I always make sure I just have enough because, again, something can happen. Then I started doing child care. I was a child care director. And thinking about the children that I was dealing with and being a parent as well, I just thought it was just important. And I don't want to see, you know, my children dying and there's nothing I can do about it because I don't have food in my house. I don't have different things that they can survive. So, like, my own personal objective to make sure I have everything that I possibly can as far as knowledge is concerned. And every day I'm still striving and learning to acquire more and more knowledge to make sure that we have what we need. And so that's basically how I got started. And ever since then, I've just been taking classes and training and studying and watching videos and different things to just get the knowledge. And then I've been putting certain things in practice and just making sure I can be as prepared as possible because, again, something may happen. And whether you're married or not married, it's just important because even if you're married, your husband might not be there to save you. You might have to be on your own. So a lot of us have to be prepared if you have to leave. Something may happen. Husband might be at work. So the sister has to be able to get up, get her children out the house, and get somewhere safe without panicking and falling all apart. And so that's why, you know, it's imperative for me to do that. And as far as you being a single brother or any brothers that are single trying to can, really, right now, YouTube is the best thing going. I learned how to can from YouTube at first. And then they introduced it to our, you know, our classes as sisters preparing it. But it's also trial and error. If you follow the instructions on that, that's the biggest thing. But once you get it down pat, it's easy. And then you can have other sisters and brothers come together and kind of do a canning party. And that's what we do, you know, here in Memphis. You know, the brothers and sisters come together and some of them bring jars, somebody might bring the beans, and everybody work together to get a certain amount of cans canned, and then everybody can take some home as well. So, and then you get a, you know, an elderly person, a person that's been canning for a long time to kind of, you know, assist with everything to make sure that everything's being done properly.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and your energy on that. And God bless you and all of your endeavors, and may Allah be blessed, please, with you in whatever you do.
All praises due to Allah. You too, brother.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, brother. Beautiful brother. Yeah, I met him at Save Day. Such a beautiful brother. And he had a great question. So you can go to the book store and, you know, ask for a canon book. and that will help. But as the sister said, YouTube is great. I use that for everything. I love it. And with that, we're going to bring in our next caller. The area code is 330. Thank you and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network, Pamela Powers and Lightman. Thank you so much. 330.
Assalamu alaikum.
Where are you from, dear sister? How are you?
This is Sister Ariel Deanne. I actually saw this on Facebook, and I've never met Sister before, but her spirit is so beautiful. And I just want to call in and say I do appreciate when you post the disaster preparedness videos, because it's like always right on time, and it keeps me like remembering that I need to store water, that I need to continue to look into like building my survival kit, because I have 5 children, and so it helps like take the pressure off. I don't know, because every time like I look, you're on Instagram and it's a new video, and I'm like, okay, Allah, you know, it just keeps it on the forefront. So I really, really, really appreciate you making those videos and the time and effort that you take to do that, sis. And also, you have shared a while back a personal trial you was going through, and I was actually going through something similar. And so as I'm reading, and I'm like, wow, you know, Allah really does use my nation and my sisters to keep me inspired and to keep me grounded and, like, in the remembrance of Him all the time, because something will happen, and it's like, wow, one of my sisters is going through the same thing as me, so I'm not alone, and, you know, I can use their example, how they're still pushing through to continue to push through. So I just wanted to call in and say I love your spirit, and I thank you so much for all that you do, sis, because it does really, 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 really help. So thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry, my bad is in. I really appreciate you, sis, and I thank you for everything you're doing with Chic and Collected. And let me just say this too. I really love my jacket. She sent me a jacket, and I got so many. I got literally like 1,000 compliments on this jacket that she sent me. And I just love everything she's doing and the motivation that she puts in the world for clothing that's modest and beautiful for us women. I love it. And you're right as far as what everybody's going through. I try to post things. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just trying to be perfect or self-right. I go through things all the time, just like everybody. I just feel like at this point, you know, it's no point of going on social media and just being negative and then telling everybody all the negative things in your life. That's crazy. I think we should go on there and promote positiveness and keeping a lot of center. And when we go through things and keep Him, when I post things, I post that as a reminder, not just to everybody else, but also to myself, because I know at this point in time it is needed. And I know that the saying for me is a reminder, is a blessing. And I know once you put that disaster preparedness stuff out there, it's like it's in people's face. Every time they go on their Instagram, they're going to see that video to just kind of put it in their mind that, you know, go ahead and get what you need. So I do love you, sis, and I do appreciate you calling in so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. Thank you, sister, for calling in. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Yes. Now, we have another very interesting question there, sister. This question is about a 16-year-old girl that is born in the nation but wants to wait to get registered because she feels she needs to explore the world first.
Wow. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I would tell her to, there's nothing in the world. I'm just going to put it like that. There's nothing to explore. If sister, I would say go ahead and get registered and just leave the world behind, because there sometimes it's hard to get back. Out of 4 children, my mom had 4 children. I'm the oldest of 4, and my youngest sister, I'm 27. None of them are in the nation. None of them are in the mosque. I'm the only one, because we grew up, we went to Muslim school at one point, and then my mom put us back in public school. The moment that we got in public school and got into that world, everything took a change for the worse. And being in that world, it, like I said, my sisters thought they were going to come back at one point in time, but once they got out there, they just can't make it back at this point, and I'm constantly praying for them to come back, inshallah. But there's nothing there. I would stay focused on Allah and keep him the center of your world at this point and just leave what it is there. Try to stay around some positive Muslims your age and just kind of watch from afar because you'll see where it's going to go. That peer pressure, the drinking, the drugs, the sex, and all that stuff is not really worth it. And some people, like I said, they go out there and they don't come back. They get diseases or they get sick, and some people may even die because they're in that world. So, no, I would encourage her to stay grounded in Islam and stay around people that are positive and influencing her to be the best that she can be at this time.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful advice. Yes, ma'am, I agree with that. And it's not something, as your sister said, positive to do in the mosque, because a lot of people think us in the mosque don't have fun, that we are drags or, you know, and can't, we can have righteous fun. We really can. So, you know, do something that's positive. Yes, ma'am. And so I pray to Allah that, you know, our dear sister keep focused and may Allah bless her. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, we have. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. We have another great question that you are getting tonight. The next question is, sister, they wanted to know, the brother, are you, I'm sure you are, he said, basically, what do you think about how they are treating activists, our dear sister Tamika Mallory, because of her association with Minister Farrakhan?
I think that the minister's already been warning us. That's why we have to stay in our studies, because he said they're going to come for us. He's talking about innovation and outside of us. They're coming for us. They're coming for anybody associated with the minister, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, any black person and anybody with some last name, because they know who we are. They're angry because their world is falling. At this point in time, they are waking up, and he said that they are at this point in time where they're going to try to slaughter us as black people. Mm-hmm. They're coming into Chicago, and they're coming into many different cities to kill, to seek and destroy. And he said that Allah would not allow them more than 300 of us, but some of us will have to fight, and some of us may have to die. But this is a time where Allah is pulling the wheat from the tares, and it's a great separation. And a lot of us are backing away from Islam. A lot of us are fearful. A lot of us are scared because we don't want to be seen, you know, as part of Minister Farrakhan and the nation. And I'm saying it all the time. And that's one of the reasons why I changed my last name. I know that somebody said that it's not going to be accepted by the mosque and everything. But, again, they can accept me as who they are. I'm in the nation, and I'm fine with that. But I want the world to know who I stand with. I'm a Muhammad, and I stand with Minister Louis Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad this day and time. I don't fear anything but Allah. And I want everybody to know that, because that's where we have to be. And if you have any fear, you're not going to make it. 2018 is the year to remove the fear. So the sister, of course, I think they said she was backing out and, you know, trying to disassociate herself from it, but it's coming. That's why we have to have our own and do for self, because anything that the white man puts us in kind of a position of high importance, he can pull that away from us at any point in time. So we must build our own empire and do what we need to do for ourselves at this point. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Absolutely excellent. Excellent answer that you gave. You're absolutely right. You know, it whether you're in or out of mosque, the enemy will try us, and that's the truth. So she's just getting a test of to see, you know, if she's ready for her people, because we are going to have to be tested when we say we stand with minister, our dear minister, and stand with the freedom of our people. So we also have to go through that test and, you know, and gird up, as they say, in your armor of righteousness, so that we will be able to overcome. So I pray for this, so that she's able to overcome and withstand the enemy and all that they're throwing at her. And, you know, I haven't heard, yes, ma'am, personally from her on the scene, articles, et cetera. So until I hear directly from her mouth that she's scanning the issues, not, then, you know, I won't make any comment, but at this time, yes, ma'am. Praise be to God. We have another question, and then for those that are online, please push one if you would like to comment. But and if your line is open, if you ask a first question, you can definitely ask another one. Because we are here, we are family, we are learning, and that's the beauty of this program. Thank you so much. The next question is, what have you learned the most from the most honorable Louis Farrakhan, our beautiful man? What has been your most, what have you been impacted by the most, the question asked, the caller
I have been impacted most by, I guess, How to Eat to Live, the discipline that it takes to do that. Before he made a comment this day, by the grace and mercy of Allah, I have already been striving to do that. And at one point in time, you know, I was kind of like self-conscious because I was like, I'm thin. You know, I don't want to lose weight. I don't want to be, you know, thin because, of course, in this world, you got to be thick. You got to have all this weight on you. But if you're eating properly, there's no way that you're going to be carrying around a lot of weight if you're doing that. And so just doing that, I've been feeling a lot healthier. I feel like I'm like 21. I'm 31, but I feel like I'm 21. And I say that every year on my birthday, I'm turning 21 because that's how I feel. And I'm thankful for that diet. We're not going to die. We're not going to fall apart. It actually sustains our life and allows us to be youthful for a lot longer. So that's been my biggest impact from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Khan teaching that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Wonderful. Let's see here. We have another question, and then we'll go to our call, the lines also. The question is, someone said, I'm not an official member of the Nation of Islam, but I definitely love the style of clothing. And what does MGT actually mean or stands for?
Yes, ma'am. MGT stands for Muslim Girl in Training, because we are in training to be God. We're not quite there, but we have to go through an extensive training course to get us there. And in the Nation, we are taught different things that, of course, our parents and grandparents may not have properly, like how to cook, how to take care of children, how to act at home and abroad, how to take care of our husbands, how to sew. A lot of these things that we really don't know, think it's a lost art in the form of women and girls. We know how to shake our behinds and go to clubs and parties, dress provocative to pull men off the street and get in relationships that are meaningless, don't have any substance, when we can get back to our natural self, which is close to God. And God is not going to accept the condition that we're in right now as women, because this is not, I mean, if you think of God and you think of what we dress like, why would God accept that? Why would that be okay? Mm-hmm. And why would he allow that? So the style of dress that I have is just to show the world that I am proud to be a Muslim, and I'm proud to be covered, but I can still be beautiful and be covered. Because a lot of people have that stigma, even Muslims who dress in their hairpiece and their, you know, their tams and their drape scarves and their clothing, because they think that people are going to look at them crazy, or they just want to blend in. And me, I've been like that all my life. I like to stand out. I don't want to blend in with the crowd. I've always been the type. Everybody have on black nail polish. I never got on pink nail polish. That's just always been me. So that's just me, and I love it. And I'm proud of who I am. And so I embrace it. Everybody, when I worked jobs, they knew I was Muslim. I was proud. They knew she was Farrakhan again. They knew who I was. I never tried to hide it, and I'm never going to hide it. And because I love me, and I love this, and I'm blessed and thankful that I was chosen out of so many people in the world to be able to carry this knowledge and take it to our people. So we just embrace it. And again, sister, you as well are a Muslim girl in training. And once you realize who you are and the virtuous woman that God created you to be, then you will embrace that. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Praise. Go ahead, sister. Beautiful. Wow. Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right. No, be yourself. Be your there's no one like you, as we was taught, that every snowflake is different, so is every person. So be yourself, as I always, you know, I love seeing others who have gifts, and, you know, I thank Allah for, you know, I always ask them not to let me be jealous or envy of anyone who has a gift, my brother, my sister, or people I don't, maybe not never know, et cetera, you know, so I'm always, like, looking at the beauty of what Allah has given each and every person, because He all has given it. Something, each one of us. So embrace the other person's gift, and just as the sister said, be yourself, and you will find such beauty in being yourself. Beautiful answer, sister. Also, I want to say congratulations on your and getting your name changed. That is a beautiful thing, and that just shows how you are striving to be what you say you are. So I want to say congratulations. That's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that. A good name is more than gold and silver, I believe. I may not have the quote exactly right, but nevertheless, I know he said it's very, very, very important. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. All praise is due to a lot of this.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be right back. It's an initiative radio network. I'm going to try this tonight.
I want to share one of my favorite songs that is so dear to my heart. And I'd like everyone to join in with me and sing it. We are fighting for our time. And we will surely win. With our Savior Allah, the universal King, we're united with our nation and called by His name. So let us rise, He must come, fight for your own. Fight, oh, He must come, fight for your own. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation, fight. Freedom, justice, and equality, we now must have. 400 years in the slave of the devil, lost from our home. So let us rise, He must come, fight for your own. Fight, oh, He must come, fight for your own. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation, fight.
Beautiful song. I love it. Praises be to Allah. Thank you and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. We have our dear sister, Taquila Muhammad. I hope I'm saying your name right. If I'm not, please, please correct me. And our beautiful sister, she has shared so much beauty, wisdom, advice, humbly, and we love her for that. For those that are online, would like to ask our dear beloved sister a question, then please push 1. and give some love. This is about loving each other, uplifting each other, and supporting each other. And that's very important. So if you have any questions, please push 1, and I would gladly bring you right on in. My next question to the callers get ready to comment is we have great questions also from all of the chat listeners who have called in, who have submitted your question. Thank you so, so, so much. And so with that, that's, yes, ma'am, are you here with us? Sister,
yes,
I saw your line was okay, beautiful. Now we can. Yes, ma'am. The next question, since we are, I'm definitely, and I know that honest, we are enjoying you. Such refreshing, just beautiful spirit. Praises be to Allah. Our next question is, who were and are your inspiration, sister? Who inspired you to be have to become what you are today? And also
my beautiful mother, Karima Muhammad, my beautiful mother. She inspired me. That's my inspiration. And Mr. Ava, just doing what she's doing and just going out and just knocking falsehood.
Yes, ma'am. You there, sister? Okay, we have dropped. The sister line has dropped. So we're going to give her a minute or two to come back with us. But thus far, the show has been beautiful. The sister has given advice to our younger girls and young women on how to strive to be, you know, of God and this wicked world that we do live in. She has given information on preparing for natural disasters, and there's so much wisdom that she has shared with us. Okay, she's back now. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Welcome back. Thank you.
Alaikum salam. Yes, ma'am. I don't know what's going on with my phone. But I'm...
Yes, ma'am. You know, sometimes technology and, you know, this type of thing acts up, but it's okay. We got this with the by the Allah's grace. Yes, ma'am. With that, okay, you was definitely sharing with us your inspiration. I know you said to your dear mother, praises be to Allah, Sister Ava, and yes, I love her too. She is such a beautiful sister. She really is. And so let me let you continue to finish what you were saying, sister, before your line
yes,
got cut off.
Those are the two. Those are just my biggest inspirations. And just all the sisters that are striving to be righteous and live right, that's just it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, I agree with that. Beautiful. Okay, we have another question from the chat line. This is from a dear brother, Brother James Phidias. He wants to know, he's single. He would one day like to soon be married. But he says that he wants to definitely treat the sister right because he has daughters also, and he wouldn't want anyone to abuse his daughter either. So he's saying, what would you say as a sister? What advice would you give to a young man who's striving to get married and be a good husband? That's his question.
Yes, ma'am. The same thing that I would say to the sister that I just mentioned, the first thing is just self-improvement and working on yourself. A lot of us go into relationships with baggage and things from previous relationships or just things from childhood. So I would say auditing is one of the biggest things. Getting audited and making sure that you're clearing out a lot of the negative things that we've been through. And then just studying, reading, praying, and making sure that Allah is the center. That's the number one thing. And if Allah is the center, you ask him exactly what you desire, and he'll send it to you. And be patient. Because if you try to go out there just speaking, you know, some brothers and sisters, they're too ready and eager, and they haven't worked on themselves, and they're just going to try to go ahead and find a husband real fast. And that's not the right way to do it. Until I send you that person, and to me, you'll know when it's the person for you. You just have to be patient. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right. You have to be patient and find yourself, you know, doing something positive and keep yourself very, 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 very busy. It's my 35 cents for tonight. So praise be to God, sister. Thank you. We have to stay, you know, definitely patient in prayer. As a matter of fact, in the Holy Quran, it stated being patient even before prayers. And I was thinking over that. I'm like, wow, patience before prayers. But that just definitely shows how important that is, you know. And not to say, of course, prayer is definitely important, but it says to be patient and then, you know, pray. Praise to be to God. And yes, ma'am, beautiful. Let's see, do we have any more callers before we end the, you know, because we definitely don't want to end the show before all of our callers get a chance to show some love, to comment, et cetera. But I do not want to keep the sister overly too long tonight, because I know probably she has been very busy, as we all have been, but she has taken out the time and graced us with her presence, such beautiful spirit. I can't say that enough. I may sound like a mockingbird or a parakeet, but it's just the truth. And with that, if anyone else online on the phone call, if you have a question or a comment for the sister, please, please push one. If not, then we're going to close the show tonight, and praise be to God, and thank our dear sister who's been very, very, very giving tonight. It's just such humbleness, like I said, and advice, and just great, just great. So again, for those that are online, please push one. Not, we're going to, let me take with the chat, the chatters, and see do they have any more questions for our dear sister. Oh, you do have, well, I see we do have one more question or two from the chat line. The question is that the sister is a mother, and she wants to know what is the most important thing or legacy that she can leave with her children that will help them in this same time because of such chaotic things that are going on.
Yes, ma'am. I would say that just fight. Like the fighting song, fight for your own. We just must build that nation for our children, because they are the new world order. They are the ones who's going to be here to take over the world whenever Allah brings the enemy down. So just be that inspiration. Encourage them to stand up for themselves. Never back down. Never give in to the enemy. And just continue to rise as Allah allowed us to do. That is the biggest thing. Just again, accept your own and be yourself. Yes, ma'am. All praise to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. Well, beautiful, beautiful sister. Thank you so, so much. And please don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. If you're promoting anything, business-wise, book-wise, or, you know, whatever you, Allah has put on your heart to share with us, we would definitely love it, appreciate it, and would be honored again to have you. Again, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. Like I said, you are definitely one of my inspiration, and just love you, sister. So thank you again. Our praises are definitely due to Allah.
All praise be to Allah. Thank you, Sister Pamela, for having me. Thank you all for all the wonderful questions, and I pray that I can come back one day and just continue, you know, to get the knowledge. But meantime, I'll be watching everybody. And get the food off my posts and stuff, because that makes my day too, Sister Pamela. Your posts as well, they're inspiring to me too daily, you know.
Yes, well, yes. Praise to be to God. And thank you, Sister, that means a lot to me. Anything that I can put out of good, it is all praise to be to God. And I'm honored to help whoever it may be. Okay, we do have a, let me not end this, because we do have a, let me digress.
Oh,
we do have another call. Yes, ma'am. My apologies. Yes, ma'am.
It's okay.
I was trying to be patient, but I think I need to work on it more patient, perhaps.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. 540. Thank you. Welcome to Pamela Patterson Nightmare. Your mic is open. 540.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela.
Well, thank you, Salama. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela. This is Brother Abu calling from Virginia. I just want to thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
you know who I am, right? Yes, ma'am. I just want to commend
you
on a very, very nice show and your guests. It was very enlightening, and I picked up some vital information. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to let you know that I was listening, and you have a good evening, both of you. Assalamu alaikum.
All praises to Allah. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much. Thank you. What a pleasure to hear that, Brother Boss. He's always so supportive and so loving. So thank you, and may Allah bless you so much for calling in to speak with us and give us some love. Thank you so much. Praises be to Allah. Okay, going once, going twice. Do anyone else want to share some love? If you do, push that button, and I'll be glad to bring you right on in before we let our dear sister go.
You know, they be shy.
That's why we got to remove that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That is so true. Yes, ma'am. Because I tell people, I just keep it real. I'm from the South. You know, sometimes I may get a little tongue-tied, but I thank Allah, nevertheless, forgive me what he gave me. So I do my best. So please be patient with me as well. And, our praises be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. But if there's anything, yes, ma'am, that you would like to share, sister, then please share how we can contact you, you know, for preparing this information, for almost anything, for love advice, for information, etc. Please give us your information so those that are listening can definitely have a chance to, you know, to be enlightened even more. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. My information, mostly everything on social media, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Divine by Nature and One, Divine by Nature and the number one. And my email is my name, Kwayla X, and that's at gmail.com. So if you want to do panel or you need me to do anything disaster preparedness, I'm really good about doing. But I do talk to sisters and talk to women and different things like that. So I can do that as well. If you could just inbox me or email me, that's my best contact information. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You definitely have a gift on time, sister. So please continue to share that because the world needs what you have. Thank you so much. May Allah continuously to bless you. Love and blessings to you and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Wa alaikum salam.